Okay, where are we up to? What daf are we on?
We are on Yudches Amud Beis, about 10 lines up, Masav
Reva. Okay, so I made a small error last time we were learning, so let's fix that. Let's see, where are we?
Maisa.
Itmar, we're up to Itmar. Itmar, Rav Chanina. Right? We're speaking about the different tzaymas. We asked, why is it that the tzaymas, why don't we send shluchim out on the tzaymas? We said, because the tzaymas are all optional, bezmanazeh. Because they're optional, therefore we don't have to send the shluchim out. Then we spoke about the different tzaymas. What are the dates? Do we go after the dates? Do we go after the events as they happen? Now we're up to Itmar, Rav Chanina. We're around 13 lines from the bottom. And Daf Yudches Amud Beis. That's where we're up to. So Megillas Tainus is not when there are fast days. There are special other fast days that are written down. You'll see them in the calendar. Megillas Tainus is when you cannot fast. That's what it is. Megillah of days that you do not fast. So Rav Rav Chanina Amri Batla Megillas Tainus, days that you cannot fast. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Lo Batla Megillas Tainus. So let's discuss that. Rav Chanina Amri Batla Megillas Tainus Achikamar Bizman Shei Shalom Yiel Sasain Ulesimcha Ein Shalom Tzoim Hanachnami Kihani. So therefore, because there is no longer a Shalom, so therefore it's Batla Megillas Tainus, and therefore you're allowed to fast on those days. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amri Loi Bat Megillas Tainus. Hanu the Talino Rachmana Bebin Beis Hamikdash. These original days were linked to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Avol Hanoch Kirakay Mekaymi. But these other things that were in the Megillas Tainus, whatever they are, they stay intact. They stay in place. They aren't dependent on the Beis Hamikdash. Masur of Kahana. Rav Kahana asked the question. Ma'isav Gozru Tainus B'Chanukah. There's a story in the Gozru Tainus on Chanukah. Now Chanukah is going to be one of the days that was like the Megillas Tainus. You can't fast on Chanukah. And for that reason, beloved, for that reason, the Yard Rabbi Elazar Rochatz, Rabbi Yeshua Besiper, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua made a demonstration. They made a hafgana against this Tainus. So they showered, they took haircuts for Amru, and they said to the people that were there, Amru them Tzuvis Anu Al Mashiyis Anisim. It's amazing that, like, you know, regular people were like gathering together to fast. I guess that's, you know, the quality of people. They made a mistake, but it's still, you know, impressive. And they said to them, listen, you have to make a fast day on the fact that you fasted on Chanukah. I'm Rabbi Yossi. So what do we see over there? It's Megillas Tainus. So you see that Megillas Tainus is still intact. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Shiny Chanukah Dika Mitzvah. Chanukah is different because Chanukah has the mitzvah of Chanukah, the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. So therefore, it's still intact. So why don't we mevatel everything that's there from the Megillas Tainus? It and its mitzvah. Chanukah is different because of the neis is already in the sparsim, mefarsim the neis, and therefore, we're not going to be mevatel the din of Megillas Tainus. We're not going to allow people to fast because it's already so popular. Masiv Rav Acha Bar Huna, Betilsa Betishrei, the third day of Tishrei, Betelus Adkarta Min Shtari. We were Mavatel, the name of Hashem from Shtaris. Why? Shagozru Machus Yavim Xerish Lulhaski Shem Shemayim Apiyim. We know that the Yavanim, aside from all the other terrible Xeris, they made a Xera, you can't mention the Shem Hashem at all. Kishagavru Malchus Chashmanai, when the Chashmanayim overpowered them, Nitzchum, and they were victorious. They wanted to like increase the Shem Shemayim. Everyone should say the Shem Hashem. You know, people say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. It's Hashem. Bez Hashem. Everything Hashem. So they wanted. It said even the stars you can write the Shem Hashem. The Kachol Yekoyisman. This is what they write. B'shnas Kachol Kach LiYochanan Koyin Gadol Lekel El Yoyin. That's what they do. That's what they would write on their star. K'shesham uChachamim B'daf. When the Chacham heard about it. Tomorrow he's going to pay up his chayv. They're going to throw out the shtar. And Hashem's name is going to be in the garbage. Chas v'shalom. That's why we just write Beis Samach Dalet. Or some people write Beis Hey. But you don't write the name. Therefore, Bitlam, they're Mavatel Estakon Avoy. Say, Yoim, Asu Yom Tev. It's hard to be mevatel that takana. So they made it into a yom tif. Isaka that the batel megillas tainis kamaisa batel achranaisa meisifin. If you're telling me batel megillas tainis, that means there was the original days are no longer intact. So the original days aren't intact. So you're going to make new days. Kamaisa batel. The first days were batel achranaisa meisifin. You're going to add more days afterwards. And says the Gemara, "Chumanazkinan b'shasha beis hamikdash kayim." This is actually talking about when the Beis HaMikdash existed. This whole story, the story of the Chashmonai, was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So I guess it happened right away. So the Gemara says, hold on a second. It's the third day. If it was the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was Kayim, and this is the third day of Tishrei. So that's Tzoyim Gedalia. And if it's the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Tzoyim Gedalia is going to be a Yom Tif. So typically, Davi Yom Shenerek Bo Gedai Ben Achikam. So it's anyway a Yom Tif. That because the din is on a yom tif, you can't fast even the day beforehand either. It's erev yom tif. So therefore, we're asking the day beforehand. That's the point of making it into yom tif. We're going to ask the day before also. Shalafanav nami typically davel yom shalachar roish chodesh. After Rosh Chodesh, after Rosh Hashanah, right? It's the day afterwards. So anyway, it should have that thing because that's it's anyway a Yom Tov for that reason. Answers the Gemara: Rosh Chodesh Diraisa, V'Diraisa Lo Boy Chizuk. This is a fascinating concept, which is that the reason why we made the day before and the day afterwards Yom Tov, or similar to the Yom Tov, is because we wanted to hype it up. The Diraisas don't need hype. Diraisa Lo Boy Chizuk. The Tanya.
This thought coincide with Milsa David Midrash Chavivale Mitzad Sheni. It needs Chizuk.
Yeah, so you see, I think the pshat is as follows: to Chazal, it's Chavivale. Chazal, they like it, but to everyone else, it's that. You ever the saying? It's only a drabbanon. It's like only a drabbanon. Right. Like I say, like by the brother, give Malchus Mardus. I tell people, like, you know, we whip you within the inch of your life. It's not like, you know, it's like just, okay, it's just Malchus Mardus. You know, it's a few patches on your hand. We have to take it seriously. So maybe for us, it's a little bit harder to take it seriously. Says the Gemara, but typically, the Havala Yom Shalifnei Yom Shenerek Bo Gedai Ben Achikam. Hold on a second. You anyway told me the day Yom Shenerek Gedai Ben Achikam, Tzom Gedai, if it's a time of the Beis HaMikdash, is a Yom Tif. So if it's a Yom Tif, so it anyway is going to have this din. And it's not a Yom Tif Di Raisa. So Amar Rav Ashi, Gedaya ben Achikam, Divrei Kabbalah, he, who. Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Dami. You're right, it's not a Diraisa, but it's not a flat-out Dirabanan. It's Divrei Kabbalah, it's from the Nevi'im. And because it's from the Nevi'im, so that also gets a status of Divrei Torah. It's not from the Chachamim. So therefore, make it Usher the day before. The only thing that made it Usher the day before is this new Yom Tov that we made because of Mevatel, the Azkaras from the Shtars. Masiv Rav Tuvi Bar Masna Be'esrim V'timna Be'i Asis B'surasa Tavisa Yehudai. On the 28th day, it came a B'sura Toiva to the Yidden. What was that? Deloi Ya'idu Me'oiraisa, that they will not have to refrain from learning Torah. She'gozu Amalchus G'zeru Shalai Asku B'Torah V'Shalai Yemulas B'Neim. They went and they took Eitza from one woman. I guess she was, I think, involved with all the people up there, the higher ups. Oh, there it is. Come and be mafkin balayla. I'm not sure why it is dafka balayla. Maybe they'll be more attentive at night. But they went and they were mafkin taka. They went at night. V'amru ishamayim, and they said, like, for heaven's sake, lo achichem anachnu, v'lo b'nei av echad anachnu, v'lo b'nei em achas anachnu. Manish tananu mikol uma v'loshen sh'atem goizim aleinu gzeres koshois. Ubitlum. They were talking about it. Her etza was good. V'oisai yoyim asu yomtuf. This was the 28th day of Atar. If you're going to say that it was batal against Megillas Tainus, kamaisa batal, achranaisa maisifin. Same question we asked before, that the original one we were mavatel. So the ones, so we're going to make new ones afterwards. Now we asked this question before, and we said it's talking bezman shebeis mikdash kaiyim. V'chitei ma'achanami bezman shebeis mikdash kaiyim. If you want to say over here also, maybe it's talking about the time the base mikdash was kaiyim. That's what we said before by the chashmonaim. Well, the chashmonaim we know existed in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But over here, Yehuda ben Shamu, Talmido Shav Rameir. Yehuda ben Shamu was the Talmud of Rameir. Rameir is the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And Rameir Basar Hachiyav. Rameir was for sure after the Churban HaBayis. The Tanan, Kliz Chuchas Shenikvu, V'hitif L'soichan, Eiver, Kliz Chuchas that it got a hole and they put lead inside of it. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Yehuda ben Shamu, Metama Mishum Rab Meir. Rishon was Matami in the name of Rab Meir. So Rab Meir is, it came before Yehuda ben Shamu. Yehuda ben Rab Meir is a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva saw the Churban HaBayis. So it can't be that this is the time of Beis HaMikdash. Chomim Matarim. Answers the Gemara, Tanoihi. You're right. It's actually going to be a Machloikis Tanoim on the top of your Testament base. The Tanya. Hayam Elo Aksu Megillas Tainis Bein Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kaiyim Bein Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kaiyim Asurim Divrei Rab Meir. There you go, and that would be Rab Meir. It would make sense. Rabbi Yisiyam Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kaiyim Asurim Lefnei Simcha Ki Lahem Bein Bizman Hamikdash Kaiyim Mutar Lefnei She'Evel Hu Lahem V'Hilchasa Batlu V'Hilchasa Lo Batlu Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa Lo Kasha Kan Mechanaku Upurim Kan Bishar Yoimi. Okay, my friends, Baruch Hashem, we did an entire Amud today, plus we're going to stop over here on Beis Hashem B'li Neder. We will continue with more, hopefully tomorrow. Any questions?
Yeah, we, Rebbe, we had in Yud Chasam Beis, we said it was a Machlokes. What's the Gemara answering here? Itmar, Rav Rav Chanina, Amri Batal Megillas Tainus, Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Gamliel, somebody, Amri Loi Batal Megillas Tainus. Seems like from the get-go, we have a machlokas. I wanted to ask that originally, like, who cares? Like, Itmar, he says this. We knew it was a machlokas from the beginning. And the Gemara says, oh, you know what? Tanoi. Obviously, if it was a machlokas Amaroyim, it was a machlokas Tanoim. I mean, the Gemara could have asked it originally, like, who even says you could argue? I mean, if it was so schwer, why is it a machlokas? Obviously, it's a machlokas Tanoim.
What are you referencing to on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis?
Yeah. Like about 15 lines up, three lines. Itmar Rav Chanina Amri Badla.
Amri Badla Megillas Tainus.
Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon ben Rav Yochanan. I don't know.
Yeshua ben Levi.
Yeshua ben Levi. Lo Amar Lo. So if you want to say they're Amarim, so Amarim can't argue if it's not a Machlokes Tanaim, right? So obviously the Gemara.
They can.
So then the only way to say this is that this is a Machlokes Amarim and it's. So how's the Shach V'Tayah work?
I think the point is like this. This was a machlokes Amoraim over here on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis.
Right, and the Gemara keeps hammering now, what?
Now, the Gemara is going after Tanoim. Now, an Amora cannot argue on a Tana.
Right.
So, it could have been just a machlokes Amoraim, that would be fine. But if you have a Tana that says like one of them, he's toast. The Amora is toast. Unless right. You find a Tana that goes like him. So therefore, the Gemara said.
So the whole kasha really is whether the kasha is on this whole time is on one of these Amoraim, right?
Correct. And we keep on trying to fight them off, and then finally we said, you know what? It's a machlokes Tanoim, and he holds like that Tana.
Got it.
Okay, my friends. Excellent question, Yoni. A great day to everyone. Have a great day.
Agree.